Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as now we are talking with the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Logan Willard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team, really towards the end of last year, your team is able to build some momentum, put together a couple of good games. You finally were able to get in the win column against Belmont Clemmy, and then take that momentum into the offseason. You've got a lot of key returners coming back on the offensive side of the football first. You bring back virtually your entire running back room with guys such as Leland Spencer, Arturo Reyna-Salazar, Trenton Robinson. You will be breaking in a new starting quarterback in Adrian Whipple, who even got some time a year ago at quarterback as well. And the offensive line, you're going to have a number of key pieces back this year as well. When you look at just, first on the offensive side of the football, what you've got returning, what has stood out to you through summer workouts and now going into camp about what this offensive side of the football brings?
Yeah, I'm excited. Those guys that you mentioned, it comes when you get into the summer work and you finally, they've come of age where you can really take those next steps that you've been waiting for. So many of those kids have been starting since they're a freshman, and it's finally their turn. And so it's been really refreshing to see, the retention of knowledge and be able to continue and get better each day and not have to take those backward steps like we've had to in the past, trying to just bring some of them young kids along with them. And but really excited, and I know you mentioned Adrian, but, Adrian's started 6 games as a freshman varsity quarterback, and, Trenton Robinson's been our bell cow the last 2 years, and, just with that speed with Arturo, and we have Aaron Allnees and Leland Spencer back there, and it's just a good group, and I'm just really excited for them.
And looking at the defensive side of the football, those same guys, 1A football, a lot of people expect, 2-way players, and you got a lot of those guys that are your bell cows on defense. You mentioned Trenton Robinson, who really came on strong at the end of last year, being somebody that could rush a quarterback and just make plays all over the field as a linebacker and a defensive end. You also bring back your leading tackler and Hayden Schaefer. Arturo Reyna-Salazar is somebody that really stepped up at linebacker a year ago. Dylan Terwilliger had a really nice sophomore season as well, and just looking at those guys, Christian Martinez as well on the defensive line, almost forgot to mention, has really stood out. When you look at those guys, having those returners at all those different, all 3 different levels, play big roles for your team, a year ago, getting back and coming back and having another year of experience, how has that really helped the process of speeding up the learning process coming back into this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique situation that I guess we haven't really been faced with since I've been coaching. It's really exciting for us, and it's the same as offense. I mean, you're just able to do so much more when you have some veteran guys that have been doing it. And, like you said, Hayden Schaefer in the middle leading it for us. And then, another one, Cam Sisson, just been great for us at corner. It's just a really good core nucleus of kids that put a lot of time and heart and effort into the program, and like I said, it's their turn, and I'm just excited for them. It's just a great opportunity for us and for them.
And as we look here at the at least for this time being, obviously got about a month until the first game against Lake Mills on August 29th. But, in the in-between, you've got camp this week. You've got practice starting next Monday. Obviously, you've got the scrimmage against Webster City on the 22nd of August as well. And just throughout the whole preseason process, what is something that – or something or some things that you and the staff are really looking forward to seeing with this group here before we get to week 1? On August 29th.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we're really excited for is getting better every day. It's easy to talk about all that stuff that is upcoming, but that's like trying to look through the forest and you're never going to see the other side. So we're just taking one day at a time, one step at a time, and trying to kind of hone that excitement and just build and get a little bit better each day. But super excited about the opportunities that are in front of us, and we got a scrimmage with Webster City, like you mentioned. They've been great partners for the last 3 years, and we kind of really enjoy that. And then, yeah, to go up to Lake Mills. And then, I mean, we all want to be 1-0 to start the season. And so that's kind of the goal. But so much work to do between now and then that if we get that far ahead of ourselves, we're going to get distracted. And we don't want anything to fall through the cracks. We've got to take care of our own stuff and our own details, and that stuff will come. And like everybody knows, it comes fast. So, but when we blink, it'll be here. So we got to worry about today, day one of camp, an exciting time for us, and then we'll take the next step when necessary.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the start of the regular season.
Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Logan Willard, the head football coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with Roland Story coach Matt Finn after the break on 95.7 FM.